Welcome to The Shrinking Man Project.
The Shrinking Man Project, Episode 4. Why are we here?
Hello again, folks. Welcome to Episode 4 of The Shrinking Man Project. I'm your host, Doc Coleman. I hope that everyone had a good week and is making progress on their bold new year. All right, let's get down to it. On with the philosophy! This is the time of year when people are making New Year's resolutions. It's also the time of year when most of them are breaking those resolutions. Typically, in just about everyone's list of resolutions are lose weight, get in shape, and eat better. Sadly, these are usually among the first resolutions to go. So, why don't people stick with their resolutions? These are changes that they want to make, right? People don't follow through with resolutions because they're not really committed to them. The resolutions are things that they know they are supposed to do, maybe even things that the person thinks that they should do. But it takes commitment to make it stick. Now, I have been a large person all of my life. I gained an unhealthy relationship to food and an aversion to exercise at a young age. And for 44 years, I didn't do anything about it. I didn't have anything that would drive me to make that change. I was overweight, but other than that, I was healthy. Most people who are overweight have what doctors call comorbidities. These are things like high blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, knee and back problems. All things that, if they're not treated or taken care of, can eventually kill you, or at least make your life pretty miserable. I didn't have any of those things. So, what factor was it that allowed me to make the commitment to drop over 100 pounds? I wanted to sit in chairs. I had put on so much weight that if a chair had arms, I couldn't sit in. And chairs with arms were everywhere. I got sick of picking movie theaters based on the ability to fold up the arms of the chairs, not based on the actual movies playing there. Of buying good seats to a concert and then having to sit on a folding chair at the back of the section because I couldn't fit in the seat I'd purchased. Or going to meetings at work and having to stand in the back of the room because there wasn't a seat that I could fit in. And this was especially bad for those two-hour meetings. I finally decided that I didn't want to deal with it anymore. I wanted to be able to go anywhere, sit in whatever seating was available, and be comfortable. That was what I wanted bad enough to commit to losing weight. And once I made that decision, once I knew what I wanted, I could determine what I was willing to do to achieve those results. I had seen my wife get gastric surgery to get her weight under control, and seen her results, and how that had changed her life. I had also seen how other people who had had gastric surgery had defeated their surgeries. I knew that I couldn't live the lifestyle that my wife did, but I found that, knowing my goal, if I could find a procedure that resulted in a lifestyle I could accept, I was willing to do the surgery. And knowing that I was willing to go that far, it was almost effortless to try methods that fell short of that. Especially since I already knew that my insurance wouldn't approve gastric surgery unless you had already had a doctor-supervised weight loss plan that had failed. So I started my doctor-supervised plan. So far, it's working. I intend to make sure it stays that way. So why are you here? What is it that is allowing you to commit to a lifetime of weight loss? There is nothing short-term about this journey. You've got to be in it for the long haul if you're going to succeed. Once you know why you're doing this, the reason that you are going to change the rest of your life so that you never weigh this much ever again, when you know that reason, nothing can stop you. All right, think on that for the next few weeks. I hope you can figure out what it is that's going to help drive you to your success. As for me, I'm off to the scales. First, put down your drinks as you listen to this week's promo, folks. It is hilarious, and you don't want to spew or choke. All right, enjoy.
Are you troubled by strange noises in the night?
Do you experience feelings of dread in your basement or attic?
Have you or your family actually seen a spook, specter, or ghost?
Have you been injured at work or in an automobile accident?
Do you ever get that not-so-fresh feeling?
Do you ever black out from drinking too much?
Do you like movies about gladiators?
Have you ever seen a grown man naked?
If you answered yes, then don't wait another minute. Just pick up the internet and visit requiemoftheoutcast.com.
When there, you will find the finest sketch comedy, aged to perfection in an oak barrel, seasoned, and sent directly to you.
It's more fun than monkey spelunking.
And for every 100 downloads, we'll release a hostage.
Christiana Ellis and podcasting's Rich Siegfried bring you Requiem of the Outcast, monthly. requiemoftheoutcast.com.
When will I be able to see my parents again?
You're at the 500 spot, Timmy. Now get back into your cage.
That was podcasting's Rich Siegfried and Christiana Ellis with their podcast, Requiem of the Outcast. Freaking insane comedy. And that was just a promo. You should listen to the monthly podcast. Okay, the weigh-in. This week, I am 302 pounds. This puts me down by 2 pounds on the week and down 118 pounds overall. It's a fairly respectable loss for a week. It's actually right around what I really want to target, at about 2.5 pounds. All right, my week. Tech problems have continued for me, and that has sucked away a lot of my time this week. I've gotten things to a point where it's manageable, but things aren't fixed by a long shot. I did get all of my exercises in, and going back to work and getting on a more regular schedule has put me back to some better eating habits. I have also noticed that in some ways my appetites are changing. I am finding that I am getting satisfied with less food for breakfast and lunch. And that's been a little bit of a surprise. This weekend has just been absolutely packed. Saturday was spent running all over the place. About the only reason that I've been able to get this podcast out as fast as I have and actually get it done on time is because I saw it coming and I did a lot of pre-planning and managed to squeeze bits of work in where I could. So if we want to talk about lessons learned for this week, part of it is definitely got to be plan ahead. And I find that the structure of having a plan will help you keep with your program. You just have to make sure that you leave enough flexibility that the structure will support you and doesn't straitjacket you. It needs to be an aid, not an obstacle. There's nothing wrong with planning, but you can always replan. You just got to make sure that the plan will work. Okay, moving forward, I'm hoping to settle into my schedule a bit more after the disruption of vacation and the holidays. I need to keep planning ahead, and I need to start working ahead so that I've got stuff done ahead of time as much as possible. Okay, feedback. Thanks for the comments on the blog. It was very good to hear from people and to see people checking in. And always good to hear on the blog or just having people walk up to me and say that they're listening to the podcast and they're looking forward to following along. So it's good to have you along for the ride. And we got another voicemail. But unfortunately, I've been a bit pressed for time this weekend, so I'm going to hold on to this voicemail for another week and add it to next week's podcast. This is not a reason for people not to call. I've just been really busy this weekend, and it's been hard for me to try to put everything together. Okay, I guess that about wraps up this episode. As always, you're welcome to leave comments on the blog at theshrinkingmanproject.com, or you can email me at doc@theshrinkingmanproject.com, or you can leave a voicemail on the voice line at 240-745-5022. Now, if you have a podcast, please feel free to send me your promos. I've got no problem helping spread the word about good podcasts. And if you don't have a podcast, but you've got recording material, feel free to send me a bumper, even if it's just something saying, "You're listening to The Shrinking Man Project." I could use some bumpers for transitioning to the different segments. If you see something that you'd like to help out and make a little better in the blog, go ahead, record something, send it off to me. You know, if I like it, I'll use it. Other ways that you can help out the podcast: leave a review in iTunes. Tell people that you like the podcast. Tell your friends about the podcast. This is a more the merrier type thing, and I'm going to appreciate anything that you do to help. So, in the meantime, have a good week, and enjoy the ride. This podcast is copyright 2011 by The Shrinking Man Project. All rights reserved. The Shrinking Man Project is distributed and licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution, Non-Commercial, No Derivatives 3.0 United States license. That means that you're welcome to pass it around, but you can't claim that it's yours, you can't charge money for it, and you can't make changes to the podcast. The Shrinking Man Project is a Swimming Cat Studios production. For more information and show notes, go to theshrinkingmanproject.com. Insert promo Requiem of the Outcast. My P-52 space modulator. And I'll record the rest of this later. Baha! Alright, my week. It's been another quiet week in Lake Wove. Oh no, wrong podcast. This episode is copyright 2011 by The Shrinking Man Project.